Ancient bells and organ pipes from the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem gave researchers the idea to recreate music as it may have sounded almost 800 years ago. David Catalunya, a researcher from the universities of Oxford, England, and Würzburg, Germany, is leading a project to build copies of the instruments. Catalunya said that mid-13th century soldiers, known as crusaders, buried the 13 bronze bells near the church because they were worried that the instruments might be destroyed. They covered the instruments in animal fat to protect them from rust, he said. Catalunya described recreating the bells as a very long process. With early research complete, he estimates it will take about 5 years to make fully usable copies. Meanwhile, a touch of the hand is enough to bring a clear, high-pitched sound from the originals. The custody of the Holy Land for the Roman Catholic Church holds the rare objects and recently showed them to the Reuters news agency. It's half of the original sound, which was much richer and louder and a little bit lower, Catalunya said. The bells were part of a set that played while people sang inside the church, said Franciscan friar Father Stefan, the custody's liturgist. A liturgist leads church members in ritual prayer. The bells were discovered in the early 20th century, along with 222 medieval copper pipes from the Church of the Nativity's organ, Father Stefan said. He added that the discovery happened during a building project at the church's Franciscan compound. The collection also includes the scepter of the Bishop of Bethlehem and candlesticks from the 12th century, which, Catalunya said, were made in France. This suggests a shared source with the bells and organ pipes, which Father Stefan says are the oldest in Christendom. Father Stefan said he hoped the collection would be displayed and played at a Jerusalem museum the custody plans to open by 2024. He used the term significant, meaning very important, when talking about the bells. These bells are very significant for us because they are the bells of Bethlehem and a symbol of nativity in the Christian world, he said. I'm John Russell.